Psalm 35, a psalm by David, a prayer for protection from enemies.
Fight my enemies, Lord. Attack my attackers. Shield me and help me. Aim your spear at everyone who hunts me down, but promise to save me. Let all who want to kill me be disappointed and disgraced. Chase away and confuse all who plan to harm me. Send your angel after them, and let them be like straw in the wind. Make them run in the dark on a slippery road as your angel chases them. I did them no harm, but they hid a net to trap me, and they dug a deep pit to catch and kill me. Surprise them with disaster. Trap them in their own nets, and let them fall and rot in the pits they have dug. I will celebrate and be joyful, because you, Lord, have saved me. Every bone in my body will shout, "No one is like the Lord." You protect the helpless from those in power. You save the poor and needy from those who hurt them. Liars accuse me of crimes I know nothing about. They repay evil for good, and I feel all alone. When they were sick, I wore sackcloth and went without food. I truly prayed for them as I would for a friend or a relative. I was in sorrow and mourned as I would for my mother. I have stumbled, and worthless liars I don't even know surround me and sneer. Worthless people make fun and never stop laughing, but all you do is watch. When will you do something? Save me from the attack of those vicious lions. And when your people meet, I will praise you and thank you, Lord, in front of them all. Don't let my brutal enemies be glad because of me. They hate me for no reason. Don't let them wink behind my back. They say hurtful things, and they lie to people who want to live in peace. They are quick to accuse me. They say, "You did it! We saw you ourselves." You see everything, Lord. Please don't keep silent or stay so far away. Fight to defend me, Lord God, and prove that I am right by your standards. Don't let them laugh at me or say to each other, "Now we've got what we want, we'll gobble him down." Disappoint and confuse all who are glad to see me in trouble, but disgrace and embarrass my proud enemies who say to me, "You are nothing." Let all who want me to win be happy and joyful. From now on, let them say, "The Lord is wonderful. God is glad when all goes well for his servant." Then I will shout all day, "Praise the Lord God! He did what was right."